First of all, two meets into your belt. You got the Marsh Beck invite and your own invite last week. Your kids, girls and boys, both off to pretty good starts this year, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. We're actually, this is actually will be our fourth meet. We were at the indoor a couple weeks, you know, I guess a week ago last Friday, and then with the Marsh Beck and our invite, our kids have shown a ton of growth. I think our boys got the win and at Marsh Beck, and other than a season-ending win last year, it's been a long time for our boys. They're just really performing well and performed well last Friday at our meet. Girls have been consistent. I'm really excited about the group I have. They've performed well, and I assume that'll continue.
And good balance for the girls first. Start with the girls first. I mean, on the track and in the field events, you got some standout times and marks in both the track and the field events, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. I think we have, three or four returning state qualifiers, three or four medalists. I mean, all those kids are back pretty much and doing a lot of really good things. Mariah Shepherd is already broke her own school record this year in the triple jump and performing well in the long jump as well, helping us on some relay stuff. And Emily Stutzman, who's had a great career, senior this year and is really doing great things in the middle distance. Addie Stutzman returned this year after a great year in the shot and disc. I mean, it's just up and down the line. You know, we're probably not as deep as we want to be right now. We're working to try to fix some of that, but we've really had a lot of good things happen so far.
And, of course, when we talk Holdridge girls track and field, we got to talk about your vault because you always have a good vaulter, and Cambry Vaughn's off to a good start for you.
Yep, that's one I was thinking of, too, when I was just talking. She's been fantastic, two-time state qualifier, medalist, progressing each week. Again, that's probably one of those events we're not quite as deep as we've been in before, but she's doing really well. Excited to see where things take her.
Your girls program, Coach, from the fall to the winter sports season out of the track, it's just been a really good overall season for girls athletics at Holdridge High, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, they had a great fall with volleyball and then the basketball run they had. It's, you know, you always hope that those things translate, and I'm seeing some of that. I mean, just you know how competitive these kids are, and anybody who's had those kind of years with their athletes know it definitely translates from one season to the next. And, you know, the only downside is, which was a great thing, actually, is we got a little bit late start with quite a few of our kids, giving them a little time off after the state tournament. So they're just kind of coming into their own, and they're only going to get better.
On the boys' side, Coach, boy Sam McQuiston in the half and the quarter, tremendous times already for that young man.
Yeah, definitely. He's, you know, the major part of his workload is in the 8 and the 16, and we'll get to see him in the 16 for the first time this year tomorrow in McCook. But, you know, we got him on the track running the quarter last week and ran a great time. So he's doing fantastic things, returning medalist, qualifier and medalist from the state meet. And he's kind of nursing some things coming into this. So we kind of got a slow start with him, but he's kind of exploded from there. So looking for a big year, and he's definitely going to be one of many in that middle distance and long distance group that's going to kind of carry our team.
A lot of those boys, I think a good cross-country year. Those guys now transitioning now to the good performances on the track after a good cross-country year.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they were state champs 2 years ago and runner-up this last year. And I know Coach McQuiston, who is our distance coach, is excited for big things for them in the fall. But all those kids are out and doing great things right now.
Got some people in the field events in the throws and the jumps that are doing some good things early too, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. We're kind of deep in the throws, but fairly inexperienced. Mm-hmm. But Sam Holland's returning and he had a great year with the shot last year. We picked up sophomore Joe Yoakum, who's every week. Wasn't out as a freshman, came out this year, and every week he's gotten better and better. And sitting at the top of our marks right now. So that's kind of a pleasant surprise when you pick somebody up that is doing that well. And Grady Ganser's back to the program, doing really well in the discus, and Jordan Johnson. So, I mean, we got a lot of kids. Plus, we got a few kids that have been kind of nursing some injuries. I think that that group right there is going to get better and better as we go. Just trying to build up, but it's been fun. Now, the rest of our field events on the boys' side, you know, you mentioned Polewald earlier. Bryce Van Kampen is had a great start. Just went 14-4 the other day at our meet, and kind of putting himself in position for a great run. And you know, we're just looking to build depth everywhere else. You know, we're kind of low in numbers and the long and triple and you know, high jump, things like that. Now, Race Meyer has kind of taken the lead with the long triple and high jump, and has been scoring some points for us. So it's been good, but we definitely need to develop some depth. But overall, really excited for the group.
And again, we always enjoy having it. Hainer Invite gives you a chance, not only with your varsity, but a lot of your JV kids, gives them a chance to compete in a few events, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, for year in, year out, we used to be a program that had, you know, anywhere from 65 to 70 kids. And in the last few years, it's been lower, you know, about 50, something like that. And, you know, this year, I don't know what's been the big draw, but we spurred some excitement and we're back up in that 70 range. So you're always looking for opportunities for your kids to compete. And the only disappointing thing is, you know, we're going to bring, you know, 60, 65 kids tomorrow, and you can't get everybody in. But meets like this are important, really important to compete as a team at the varsity level and to give our young kids as many opportunities as possible.